This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. European Union defense ministers in Brussels Tuesday say they are seeking to begin training Ukrainian pilots as soon as possible to fly advanced fighter aircraft, following U.S. President Joe Biden's announcement during last week's Group of Seven summit that the U.S. would join and support allies in that effort. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, in Brussels Tuesday to attend the EU meetings, told reporters Biden's announcement opened the door to the possibility of advanced fighter jets for Ukraine.
I will leave it to individual allies to make announcement exactly about when they start training. But of course, also with the announcement by President Biden this weekend, the U.S. being, of course, the main provider of, for instance, F-16s, and also announcing clearly that they will start training, this is an important step. That partly will enable us to then deliver fighter jets at some stage.
No decision on actually delivering the fourth-generation fighters has been made yet, but training pilots now, a process that takes several months, will help speed up battle readiness once a decision is made. Russia said Tuesday it had routed fighters who crossed the border from Ukraine into southern Russia after 2 days of combat in what appeared to be one of the biggest incursions of its kind in the 15-month war. There was no immediate independent confirmation that the fighting had ended, although one of the two groups claiming to be behind the raid said in a post on social media, "One day we will return." Russia insists Ukraine is behind the raids, but Ukraine says the fighters are disgruntled Russians. The head of the London-based MIAC intelligence consultancy think tank, Mark Galletti, told the Reuters news agency, "Ukraine is likely correct in one sense, that the fighters represent a wide swath of Russians who oppose Russian President Vladimir Putin's regime."
There are liberals and anarchists all the way through to neo-Nazis. And in their own way, they all have a reason for wanting to see the current Russian regime fall.
This is VOA News. Both the White House and Congressional Republicans led by Speaker Kevin McCarthy met Monday at the White House on the impasse over the government's debt ceiling. And while both sides reported progress, no deal was announced. Former staff director for the U.S. House Budget Committee, now an instructor at American University in Washington, Thomas Kahn, told VOA's International Edition program, "A default would wreak havoc on the U.S. economy, would also have severe global consequences as well. Most significantly, it could threaten the U.S. dollar's status as the world's default reserve currency, the main medium of exchange for global trade and finance."
The Chinese are trying very hard to shake the role of the United States as the reserve currency. They are encouraging some other countries, some of the oil-producing countries, for example, and some Latin American countries to use their currency rather than the dollar. They haven't succeeded yet, but if we do default, I think that would certainly be a gift to them.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has warned Sudan's rival generals to abide by the latest 7-day ceasefire or face possible sanctions. Details now from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Blinken's statement came as residents reported sporadic fighting Tuesday between the warring sides in the capital of Khartoum and a northern city. Sudan descended into chaos after fighting erupted in mid-April between the country's military and the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces. A new truce was announced over the weekend, the seventh attempt so far, to stop the deadly violence. All previous ceasefires have been violated. In a video message posted by the U.S. Embassy on social media early Tuesday, Blinken said the fighting has been tragic, senseless, and devastating. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
A U.S. territory in the South Pacific is bracing for a powerful typhoon. Associated Press correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Emergency shelters are filling up as residents of Guam get ready for a typhoon whose winds could reach 150 miles per hour. This storm could hit within hours now. If Guam doesn't take a direct hit, it will be very close, according to the lead meteorologist for the National Weather Service in Guam, Patrick Dahl. The Weather Service is warning of a triple threat: winds, torrential rains, and life-threatening storm surge. Residents have been filing into grocery and hardware stores, leaving with canned goods, cases of water, and generators. The governor says Guam is in the crosshairs of the typhoon. "Take action now," she advised residents. "Stay calm, stay informed, and stay safe." I'm Rita Foley.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com 24 hours a day. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.